Welcome back to the Weekly Dose from Patient Care Online. Every week, we highlight the top stories shaping clinical practice. Let's jump into the five big findings your colleagues were reading. First up, improving colonoscopy completion after abnormal fit. A new modeling study explored whether offering rideshare services could boost follow-up rates and whether doing so is cost-effective. Investigators simulated outcomes across multiple age cohorts using a baseline completion rate of 35%. Increasing completion to 70% at age 45 cut colorectal cancer incidence by more than a quarter and mortality by nearly one-third, translating into almost 25 life years gained per 1,000 screened. Even at $100 per ride, the strategy saved more than $330,000 per 1,000 people screened. The approach remained cost-saving in most scenarios and could stay cost-effective at ride costs up to nearly $500. Our second story focuses on gestational diabetes. A large European trial compared real-time continuous glucose monitoring with standard SMBG. Among more than 340 women included in the primary analysis, the proportion of large for gestational age infants was significantly lower with RT-CGM. Women using RT-CGM also achieved more time in a tight range late in pregnancy, especially if they were on glucose-lowering medication. Rapid-acting insulin was prescribed more often in the RT-CGM group, but overall medication use was similar. Investigators concluded that RT-CGM should be offered as standard care for GDM. Third this week, new insights into semaglutide and food noise. A U.S. survey of 550 adults using semaglutide for weight management found striking reductions in intrusive food-related thoughts. Constant food noise dropped from 62% before treatment to 16% while taking semaglutide. The perceived impact of food noise on daily life showed similar improvement. Most participants reported better mental health, healthier habits, and high satisfaction with treatment, highlighting the therapy's influence beyond weight loss alone. Our fourth daily dose turns to pediatric vaccination attitudes. A national survey of more than 2,700 U.S. parents showed strong support for routine childhood vaccines. About 9 in 10 parents view MMR and polio vaccines as important, and more than 80% express confidence in their safety. But confidence falls sharply for seasonal and pandemic vaccinations. Only about half believe influenza shots are important for children, and fewer than half say the same for COVID-19 vaccines. Safety confidence mirrored these trends, especially for COVID-19, where it dropped to 43%. And finally, new data on myocardial infarction in adults 65 and younger. In a large community cohort, researchers identified more than 1,400 MIs and classified each by underlying cause. While atherothrombosis accounted for most events overall, the picture was different for women. More than half of MIs in women were linked to non-traditional causes, such as SCAD, embolism, or physiologic stress. In contrast, three-quarters of MIs in men were plaque-related. Five-year all-cause mortality was highest among patients with secondary MI, though cardiovascular mortality remained low across groups. The authors emphasized the importance of cause-specific evaluation, especially in younger women, to guide individualized management. That's your weekly dose. You can find full coverage of all these stories on patientcareonline.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.